This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. My name is Diana. I am calling in from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I've been listening to your show for quite a while now, at least a few years. I absolutely love it. You do a great job. I listen to the Grave Talks as well. So love them both. I'm also a broadcaster like you, Tony. You've got a great radio voice. I am a local news anchor here in Hamilton, Ontario for our little local radio station. So always appreciate a good voice on the radio, and you just knock it out of the park, and you're very intriguing to listen to, but you already know that. Anyways, so here's my story. I'm in my late 30s now, but this was a story that brings me back to when I was about 19 or 20. I can't remember exactly when. I grew up outside of Toronto, just north of Toronto. And there's always been a road that was near my parents' house. So I was living with my parents still at the time. I was going to university. And there was a road near my parents' house. It's a two-lane highway, but there's a certain curve on the stretch that when I was living there, I always felt really creeped out by it. I can't explain it. So at nighttime, I would just, you know, really push the gas pedal to get the hell through that particular curve, because it just gave me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know why, couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew that I just did not like the feeling of being in that particular bend of the road. One night, I was driving home quite late from my then boyfriend's house. I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had had exams that day. It was in the summertime, about June. And I was exhausted, and I got a coffee on the way home, but I guess it didn't help too much. And I'm driving down this stretch of two-lane highway, and I guess at some point I dozed off at the wheel, if only for a couple seconds. I dozed off at the wheel. And when I opened my eyes, I jolted awake, because in my small dream or whatever it was that I was having, I saw a girl in a white dress, like a young girl, run into the road. And I woke up out of that, like completely flipped out, thinking, oh my God, I almost hit this girl. Where is this girl? Where is this girl? And I realized that I had drifted into the oncoming lane. And nobody else was on the road, because it was like at 3 a.m. and it was kind of in the country. So there was no one really there, but I jerked my steering wheel back into my lane, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and I couldn't see anything, and I couldn't know where this girl was. I had no idea where she was, if I even saw her. And so seconds later, coming around the bend of the road at 3 a.m. was like an 18 wheeler. And they don't come through there. They come through there on detours, maybe sometimes during the day. And so it was like seconds before this vision, or I don't know, messenger, perhaps it was a guardian angel, I'm not sure, or a ghost, but I feel like this presence obviously protected me. It woke me up. I was able to get out of the oncoming lane and, you know, was not, thank God, hit by this truck. I was panicked the whole rest of the way home, which was only actually about 5-10 minutes away from my parents' house. And, you know, my heart was racing. I had the cold sweats. I was really awake by this point. So I went into my house. Obviously, my family was asleep. I crept upstairs to my bedroom, and I went online to kind of try and figure out if anything had ever happened in that area. And so I started, you know, Googling, and I started looking at old Toronto Star Archive papers, which is the local paper, one of the local papers in Toronto. And I stayed up to like 6 a.m. just digging. And I found that in the early 1900s, that used to be a really old farm area. It still is pretty farmy out in that area. But there was a really bad crash out on that bend where a family died. And so it just clicked to me that this angel or presence or whatever she was, this girl, was there protecting me from a similar fate, I guess. And so I had an immense sense of gratitude. Obviously, you know, my eyes started to water. I started to like get really emotional, just being really thankful for that. So while it was a really scary and terrifying experience, it really, really opened my eyes to the fact that maybe we do have guardian angels that are looking out for us. So I'm open to the paranormal. I always have been. I've been a little bit sensitive to it since I was younger. It's kind of waned over the years, though. I don't know if that's just that I'm as distracted with adulting, but that's my short little story I just wanted to share with you guys. It'd be awesome if you were able to share it on the show. If not, yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. And again, I absolutely love your show, thinking of becoming an EPP. So thanks a lot, guys. Keep doing what you're doing and stay safe. Talk to you later.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.